It's time for overrated, underrated, or properly rated with the Chad Hartman Show.
Well, come on, Fry.
Live here on CCO. Call or text 651-461-9226.
Come on, join the fun. Fry's participation, Harry.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Overrated.
His words off air.
No, I'm good.
Yeah. Wow.
Very dismissive. Not only the song, but of you, sir. Of you, Chad Hartman, inviting him in.
I apologize.
I'm a journalist. I will not lower myself. I'm told parka sales, winter hat sales, galoshes are off the charts. Did it snow? Do we have any snow updates? Send me how much snow you had from this chilly, terrible fall morning.
To you, or should we have it?
Adam.Carter at Odyssey.com. There had to be, I heard about 4 inches.
I used to have to read snowfall totals at my last radio job every time it snowed.
My God.
There was like a list of 30 towns.
I hope you left. Okay. Text away, not the snow totals. What do you have for overrated, underrated, properly rated news guy? You're first up.
I'm going to be pretty light today. Overrated. We need to stop with all of the flavored Oreos that are in the world, because this weekend I tried the Coca-Cola flavored Oreos just because they made me buy them, and they were terrible. They were not good.
Well, this is an oldie but a goodie, because we've talked about it multiple times. It's only a matter of months before there's just an Oreos grocery store.
Yes.
Because there are so many Oreo flavors to pick from, and most of them are garbage.
Yeah, not
as
good.
An example, Coca-Cola M&Ms.
Yeah, and they have a drink. There's a Coke or Oreo flavored Coca-Cola drink now too, which is a little better.
Are you just not sleeping well because of Hazel, and you're imagining
it's
this?
Just a blur. Pretty much.
Oh, my God.
Properly rated, Tom Rinaldi has a new podcast out called Sacred Acre. It's about the killing of Ed Thomas, the head football coach in Appleton Parkersburg. Yeah. And it's only 2 episodes so far, but, man, he is just one of the best storytellers you could ever listen to. And it hits close to home because I was a senior in high school when that happened, and we were probably 30 minutes away from Parkersburg. So that was...
Yeah, horrifying story for sure. We've had Rinaldi on the show more often on serious stories. Mm-hmm. Look it up, Dave. Is it the man with the red hat? Was that the 9/11?
The red bandana.
Yeah,
red bandana.
Yeah.
I watched it on 9/11. Seaford tweeted out. It's like a must-watch every year.
It's phenomenal.
It absolutely is.
Rinaldi, couple times on that. Really, really good. So I'm sure... Mm-hmm. This is outstanding. Rinaldi also, another time we had him on, was my guy growing up, Lyman Bostock.
That was a great story.
It was very well done storytelling on a horrifying story. That Lyman, who because of my father, I had a chance to get to know pretty darn well, to be honest. I had talked to him a week before. It's like a week, 10 days before when the Twins were in town. He was giving me crap for not going to the game. If you forget, Lyman's from Gary, Indiana. He's playing for the Angels after playing really poorly at the plate early in the year. He's now having success. He offered to give some of his money back. Play the White Sox. They head to Gary. And he's with, his sister. And the sister's estranged husband, estranged boyfriend, shoots and kills Lyman. And Rinaldi had so many good interviews on that. He's... a great, great journalist.
Well, just the sound they can use an interview, because it's hard in those podcasts to sort of paint the picture. And he talked about this in an interview with Sports Illustrated about how do you paint the picture of a town of 2,000 people in Iowa? And just the sound they can weave in is just very good.
It's very, very well.
That's all I got. I was kind of light today on my overrated, underrated.
Dave, did Mark know he was a participant in overrated, underrated, properly rated?
He was made aware.
Made aware.
I do have one more if you want me to extend it.
Okay.
My overrated one more, the McDonald's self-service kiosks. I don't know why we're doing this, but they never work. I don't know if you ever partake in the Golden Arches.
McDonald's.
Yeah, I'm going after you.
So what part of the kiosk does not work?
Nothing. So I was there yesterday. Often, a few times throughout the year, I'll stop and get a caffeine beverage or two. And I was in there yesterday, and it just, like, didn't work. And this other kid had put change in there and stuff, and it just brought down the whole system. So why can't we just have workers at the at the desk?
I would say this. Good knowing Mark Fry. If you take on McDonald's, I'm not sure your safety is assured.
Right. Yeah.
Is that fair?
I think Ronnie Mack is coming after you right now with the Hamburglar in tow.
Yeah, good luck. Underrated Earl. Yeah, Earl called in on one of your days off last week, Eric. And it's hard to tell which day off you had.
I had a lot going on.
Yeah, I mean, you've barely been here. Earl was angry. Earl was upset. Earl said he had taken a long break from the station, tried it again, and I was the same disaster he remembered.
Upset with you in particular?
Yeah, yes. Me in particular.
That's too bad.
Yeah. Wants me to retire, wants me to leave, all sorts of things.
A lot of people are saying that.
Don't mess with the original Oreo. That's what Donna says. I don't mind if they add one or two. But can you, Mark, can you look? What is your guess? I would guess they've added 50 different Oreo flavors. Do you think they have the actual?
I think that might be a little light.
Is that light?
It might be.
It's just.
We're getting to the point where they're going to come out with the Lutefisk Oreo.
Again, anybody who has Lutefisk, look into your soul and examine what's going on.
This list says there are 85-plus Oreo flavors.
85-plus.
And our guy Carter prefers the Oreo Thins.
Yeah. I think he called it peak. Peak Oreo, of course, is the Oreo Thin. No other human on the planet thinks peak Oreo is the Oreo Thin. Oreo! Doesn't think Oreo Thin is their peak
That's
product.
That's why they went double stuff. You need more stuff. You don't need less stuff.
Wow. You've struck a nerve here. The self-ordering system is terrible. Even the staff struggles with it. Now, somebody says get the McDonald's app. It works every time. Another one says the kiosks are freaking awful.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Wow. I might run for president on this platform.
Thank God. Well, considering some of the buffoons we have running for offices all across,
I have to wait a year.
All across this state and the country, it seems like a valid reason. What do you have to say? 651-461-9226. More of Overrated next on CCO. All right, Dave Harrigan, it is your turn. By the way, keep them coming in. What do you have for Overrated, Underrated, Properly Rated? 651-461-9226 on the stylesfinancial.com talk and text lines.
Underrated, the power of clean windows. Went through the house yesterday afternoon, pulled down a bunch of the screens, you know, washed them, got rid of all the you know, cottonwood stuff that had gone on there, gotten on there through the spring and summer, washed a lot of the windows with the Windex. I was very proud of myself yesterday afternoon.
Do you take it serious?
I do take it a little serious. I don't do it nearly
as... Do you tape it? I mean, so you're not, you know, getting any of the Windex on the wood? I mean, that would be taking it serious.
I'm not that serious.
Okay, so you know...
Well, I'll say this. I am that serious. I'm just very skilled with the Windex.
You control your Windex
yes.
better than anybody else controls their Windex.
My spray pattern, I got it down, all right? No, we're not going left or right. I know where I'm aiming. Boom.
Do you change the spray pattern pending the window, or do you stay consistent?
Well, I mean, windows, you got all sorts of different sizes and shapes, you know? And
yeah, right.
So you got to
Especially
mix it up.
Especially a big house like yours.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, exactly right. Yeah. Exactly right. But the difference it makes just walking through the house that you don't realize for the months and months before you actually finally do it.
Yeah, I need to do that myself.
It is a nice thing.
What's your rate?
How much you willing to pay?
$5.
I'm in.
Total.
I'm in.
Not per window or anything.
I'll do it for $5.
Okay, thanks.
I'll do anything for $5.
Okay. Come on over.
Including make breakfast, because also underrated, my breakfast game. Underrated. I told you we had a lot of people spending the night at our house last Friday.
You seemed excited about it.
Five different kids, parents involved.
Yeah.
Got up early Sunday. I had the pancakes going. We had the regular. We had the chocolate chip. We had the blueberry.
When are you adding your chocolate chips?
As they go in on the grill.
Okay.
Yep. As they go on, just drop them in and boom.
Yep.
Yep. You got your chocolate chip. Same with the blueberries. But even better
than that.
Do you
have any trick about your batter and what you're doing with the pancakes, or is it just standard?
I've got a good recipe.
Okay.
I've got a good recipe. Not my own, but I found, I've tested a few out that I found online. This is my favorite. And
what
it doesn't
is, what
involve.
Is it?
You want everything? Two cups of flour? A quarter cup of sugar?
I mean, Mark, he wasn't making like a souffle.
No.
These are pancakes. Yeah. It's probably like three items.
Well, the nice thing about it, it doesn't involve buttermilk. So you don't have to go to the store and buy a, you know, little thing of buttermilk that you're only going to use a quart of it and then dump the rest.
Good point.
It's just milk.
Other items you buy for something you're preparing and you never use it again. Buttermilk, way up on the list.
Cilantro.
Cilantro.
I'm going to have tacos one night and toss the rest.
651-461-9226. Yeah.
But along with the pancakes, sweet potato hash browns.
Oh.
I think the sweet potato as a breakfast item needs to get more love.
I think that's good. I will tell you, can I just jump in? My omelet game, back-to-back omelets for Q, just tremendous. My omelet game.
We've talked about that before, the... I don't know. I'd have to try your omelet first. I feel like I'm a pretty good omelet
maker. A non-believer.
I mean, he had no items. Then he assaulted McDonald's, and he's ripping my omelet game.
I don't know.
He goes, I'm not even sure. Okay, well, you know, for you, $50.
Right.
Could we have an omelet off in the studio?
Well, if we had a grill, that'd be nice.
If we're not going to blow any fuses, starting a grill, maybe.
Oh, God, if we did blow a fuse and this building went down... Odyssey would name us Employee of the Year.
Right.
Get rid of this place. Hey, how's that new equipment? Oh, that's right. We don't have the new equipment in here yet. Was that supposed to be like in May? Dave, silence?
It's coming up.
Yeah. And now they're gone?
It's happening.
The equipment people have just vanished.
Just wait for it.
Okay.
Just wait for it.
Okay.
Last thing I have. Overrated. This headline in the Star Tribune over the weekend. Fall color guide.
Oh, God.
8 ways to experience Minnesota's autumn in action.
What a bunch of suckers.
And the fact that we called it leaf peeping.
Which sounds frightening, by the way.
It does. And included the forecast. Oh, here's what it looks like in September 23rd. Here's what it'll look like October 7th. Here's what it'll look like October 21st. Hey, guess what? October 21st. They're in our backyard, Jeff. We're going to be peeking.
That's it. Here's how you should look for the greatest fall leaves.
No, no. Not how you should look. How you should leaf
peep.
Excuse
me. Leaf peep. Dave will come over for $5. He'll wash your windows. Boom! They're right there. Or maybe you go to church. Boom! They're right there again. Maybe you go play golf. Boom! They're all over the golf course.
Take a walk.
Boom! Take a walk. They're right there. Or I could drive 7 hours, my kids melting down, and it's raining. And guess what? They're the same colors as they were in my backyard. What a bunch of suckers.
Yeah, but this time they're in Duluth, Chad.
Leaf peeping. Oh, my God. I want us to make money on this. Let's next year put out a guide. A guidebook to how you leaf peep.
How about a listener trip? Join Chad on his excursion to the North Shore.
No.
Leaf peeping.
A canoe trip.
No. Okay, that's fine, but I'll tout it, but I will zoom in with you while I'm watching the Vikings game from my living room.
Yeah, hey, you're at the red ones there, huh?
Hey, whoa. Oh, that's an orange. Where are you? You're by New Scene Cafe? Look at this. Do you see this? Oh, where are you? I'm looking out my window while I'm watching the Vikings game. I mean, come on. Admit it. Text me 651-461-9226. You feel foolish how far you have driven to see leaves the same colors as you're driving to arrive at the scene.
Even the birds, who have the best view of all, you know what they
leave
do this time of the year? They're headed south.
They go the opposite way, and they laugh at you. They're pooping on you, you know, sending you a message. You can't be this big a sucker. All right, let me chime in here. I am willing to take on Big Battery right now.
Oh.
Big Battery, you are in my sights, okay? Because somehow, when I agreed to put smoke detectors in my house, Big Battery decided they would never beep at 11:15 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
They would never beep at 6:12 p.m. They would do what they did to me last night, basically a shiv in my back. A shiv in my back. 3:55 a.m. Beep. 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 And it's by, okay, just to add to it, it's near the carbon monoxide detector. Okay, so you do get a little bit worried. I'm still battling the broken refrigerator. So hopefully resolved in the next 24 hours. So they're so close, so I'm groggy. I'm like, wait a second, could this be the smoke detector or is it the carbon monoxide? Like a great detective, I quickly realize it's the smoke detector.
Well done,
this smoke detector. Thank you. Thank you. For $5, I'll come over and I'll identify which is beeping. I won't fix it. I mean, it might take me a couple minutes, but I'll lock it in. Now this, and I moved into this house a couple years old. I don't know why the Prentices put this smoke detector on the edge of the stairs going upstairs. So when you... What the heck was that?
That was my throat clearing.
Whoa, are you
accident.
Okay?
Sorry,
there? Yeah. Jeez.
I'm getting choked up over this.
It's an emotional. It's emotional. So when you replace this battery, you're like Evel Knievel jumping the Snake River. You're
right.
Teetering over the railing.
Did you pull the chute?
Did you need a ladder for this, or was it
no.
within arm's reach?
No, because I show courage. I look cowards in the eye and say, step aside. And I got it done. Why the bleep can that thing not go off at 2 in the afternoon as opposed to like 3 straight times? And I don't need to hear, replace them all at the same time.
Mm, yes.
Because they all don't then, like if I go home and replace them today after we have our 6-hour show meeting and I replace them at 9 o'clock, that doesn't mean in 2 months at 9 o'clock, boom, 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 they all switch at 9 o'clock. Again, are you with me? Do you guys have the same issue?
I'm wondering if your beef is not so much with Big Battery. Is this a Big Detector thing? Does Big Detector have it out to you? Maybe the batteries aren't even dead. Maybe they're in cahoots.
Big Detector.
Maybe Big Detector's got a little computer chip that knows what time it is and says every, 4, 5, 6, 7 months.
They're zapping me.
3:15 a.m. We're going to get them. We're going to get them again.
They're zapping me. That's very possible. The last one is sweet. Quentin found out about 4 or 5 months ago he had had bone density issues that were significant for 4 or 5 years and gravely concerned about that. And, his back on the right side is pronounced. It's dramatically different. And we had to change a lot of things. And then we found out about, I think it was May, June, that his bone density had improved remarkably. Right? He has horrible reflux, and so some of the medication was playing a part. So now Quentin can bowl again. He wasn't able to bowl. And he wants to bowl because he wants to bowl with his friends. And so we're going to Park Tavern once a week for Special Olympics and bowling with his kids. It's on at Chad Hartman Show. I also had it on the Instagram at Chad Hartman Show. And you're going through something amazing right now in your life, Mike. Mike. I just called you Mike.
That's my brother's name.
Hey, Tom.
Fred. Hey, Fred. No, you just had a baby, right?
Yeah.
And there are just different moments in your life that either everybody faces or there's something unique about it. And to see Quentin finally able to do this with his kids just borderline brought me to tears. So it was just fantastic. Now, if he's in charge of that... smoke detector beeping, we're going to have to talk about bowling.
Mm.
Bowling might be off. I don't know about that.
When you go, do you put on the shoes and the glove and just totally Pete Weber him? Who do you think you are? I am?
I bowl next to him and I taunt him. I bowl next to him. Yeah. There might be a parent bowling event. What do I do that? One point I was average. When is the last time everybody's bowled? Do you have any idea?
Last winter for me with the kids.
Really?
Yeah.
With kids, okay.
With the kids, yeah.
Yeah, it's
and
been
I
a while.
I destroyed them.
Probably at a birthday party for Q when somebody didn't show up. So sometime in the last 3-4 years. But no, I don't think I'm going to quit Pete Weber at this point. Sex education in school, that's next.